This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Rob Richards with us today, and he is a Soy RYT 200 yoga teacher who has gone on to do eye rest, gong baths, and sound healing with in Prince George and in the area. So welcome, Rob.
Hi there. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how you came across gong baths.
Absolutely. That's a common question I get asked all the time. In 2015, I was at a yoga retreat in Sayulita, and about midway through the week, it was announced to us that we were going to have a gong bath hosted by Ricardo Moreno, and I had no idea what that would mean. The experience was profound enough for me that it stuck with me, and my life circumstances changed dramatically in January of 2018. I was hurt quite badly at work, and I was led to believe that that would no longer be my career path. So I spent some time considering all that, and Ricardo kept coming up as I spent time meditating. So I reached out to him, and I said, would you support me with the gongs and introduce me to sound healing? And since that time, this journey towards playing and understanding sound began.
You got to tell us, Rob, tell us a little bit about these gongs. How big are they? Where do they come from?
I have two. The first one is a 32-inch Paiste Chiron gong. And the larger gong is a 40-inch Symphonic Paiste.
So it's a little bit of work to take them somewhere to create a gong bath.
It took a while to get used to a pattern, for sure, to dismantle it at home and then set up again. But most people also offer to help, either in the studios or in private dwellings. So it goes quickly. It's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. So this is true vibrational healing at its source.
Oh, absolutely. This is an experience. This isn't something that, you know, you can read about and understand. This is something that goes much deeper than what we can see and get from our minds.
Mm-hmm. So 2015, you had your first gong bath. What kind of healing did that present to you in your body? Do you remember if you go back to your first one?
Oh, I have no problem remembering that experience at all. You know, in the middle of the retreat, after that many days, you know, the body was quite ready and everyone was quite open to the experience. My personal experience was very energetic, and that can happen for people. It varies almost person to person. But I felt strongly that my body was lifting off the mat. I felt that I was suspended for a long period of time, about 6 inches off the mat. I actually opened my eyes and had a look around. And that's something that can stick with you for quite some time.
And the sound just continues over the whole time? You've got two gongs, or Ricardo had two gongs at that time, and they're just played? Is there a certain, a certain hertz, or is there a certain sound that is more healing than others? How do you pick a gong?
Okay, that's a really accurate question, because there's two ways to play the gongs. Science has noted that certain frequencies have the potential to move energy in the body and have very specific results. And some players will say, well, this is what we're going to focus on today. This is what we're going to play, this frequency, in the hopes that that energy will move in your body and help create this sensation and bring about this specific experience. That's not how I was taught to play.
Mm-hmm.
Ricardo gave me that option, and he said, or we can look at more authentic teachings that help you go past your conditioned behaviors, your conditioned thinking, and pull from something that goes beyond what you understand. The words he uses are creation, the universe, In other words, what he's suggesting is, well, the words you use, are you willing to die to yourself? Are you willing to let go of everything you understand and go so deeply into yourself that you're playing from this place of intuition, a place of creativity that you don't figure out? And so I went for that option. And that's when my real deep healing began in myself, is when I committed to that process.
Do you have regular gong baths to keep that vibration moving through you?
Not so much anymore. When I first got the gongs, I played relentlessly in this yoga space right here where I'm sitting. And I found that, you know, over a period of time, it didn't seem to be the same for me. So when I feel inspired to play for myself, I come in and I prepare with some breath work. I spend some time meditating, and then I play the gong as if it's directed towards me. The ceremonies at a studio are quite different.
But you play for ceremony? You take people into ceremonial gong baths?
Yeah, the studios have been really open in PG to host these events. We're down to one right now just to the circumstances, and that's Yoga PG. And it seems like it's difficult to find space because of the lack of understanding of what it actually is or what it does for people. It's still really unknown in our community. And even in the Northwest, there's not many people who do this. It's just not something that's normal.
So you may be the only one in Northern BC doing this practice for people.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's some people in the Lower Mainland. I don't know how they approach it themselves. I haven't really investigated. But as far as the North, yeah, there's no doubt.
What would you be looking for if you're looking to seeking out somebody to do a gong bath? What are some things you should look for in that?
If you were summoned, looking for somebody who is going to play for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you are afforded the time to spend some time with that person. I think it would be very important that you were able to feel safe with that person, that you were able to develop a quick sense of trust, because once you're on your back and that person is playing for you, then you're really relying on their sensitivity for what's going on inside of your body. And they have to have a deep sense of respect for what's going on with you. So I'd be looking for those attributes. Not necessarily promotional information, but how do you feel around that person?
So once you've picked your space and your person, what are some of the things that you could expect to go on during a gong bath?
That's a dangerous word, that expect.
Oh, no, because expectations.
The best thing for people to come in with, and I emphasize this, is a sense of curiosity, because much like I'm not sure how the gongs are going to play day to day, I just don't know. The best thing that they can come in with is, I just don't know, but I feel really safe. And I'm open to whatever shows up. And that's where that trust that I talked about, that sense of being okay with that person, is really important.
Do you sometimes do private, or is it more of a community kind of thing?
No, both. Yoga PG, and this was something I came up with after I'd been to the iRest Level 1 training. iRest is a very specific meditation, and the U.S. government, it's the process that they use for all their soldiers and veterans for PTSD, anxiety, huge mental health disorders, are approached through an iRest method. And it's been successful in many, many ways. And so I became curious, because I've been involved in both. I thought, I wonder what it would look like if the private sessions could have like an iRest component and then play for people. And what I'm finding is people are having profound, just deep moving experiences with that.
So it is private, and it's blended together, the iRest program and the gong bath?
Initially. And some people want to go further. They're like, wow, what else can we do to support this new sensation I'm feeling in my body, this sense of freedom?
Mm-hmm.
So we begin to talk about the breath and some pranayama techniques. We begin to talk about how they think, some of their conditioned patterns and behaviors of thought. And we really investigate, okay, just who are you? And what direction would you like to see your life go?
So it's really moving stale, stagnant energy to allow us to open to our highest good.
Exactly. It's exactly what the yogis felt the inspiration of yoga was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how have all these practices blended together to move you forward in your teaching and your healing?
That's an interesting question. And it's really fun for me. And I'll tell you why, because I feel a responsibility when I take these people into consideration that I am present for them. I support whatever's going on. And if they need me, I have to be ready to be in that space at any time. So what it's done for me is caused my practice to go way deeper for myself. And what that means is I've had to look at more of those conditioned thought patterns, more of those ways that I thought I was behaving. Those traditional beliefs have just had to be cast aside.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I can't hold space for them. And the thing is about my life is, I don't know if you know but my story, but I'm a trauma survivor as well. And when people come to me, a lot of them come that initial visit for the eye rest and gongs is due to trauma. They want to talk about childhood trauma, sexual abuse, anxiety, something going on, something energetic that they've dealt with for a long time. And so I can't really understand that unless I felt it. I just can't. I can get it from a book and go, well, I understand that intellectually. But to be able to be with them and understand that and hold space for their pain as they go through it, that makes me go way deeper into my practice.
Wow.
I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
And what a gift to be able to come alongside and be with them and see the power of the practices.
Could you repeat that? I didn't quite hear it.
I say, what a gift it is to be able to be alongside of them and see the power of the practices that you're initiating and see the healing that's happening.
It's amazing. There's one young woman who's been coming for a while now. And the last time we got together, I could just see and feel in her voice that she now has a sense of hope. She feels inspired about who she is an individual. She doesn't feel so confined. It's just beautiful to watch. So why wouldn't I do this? Why wouldn't I want to give back in that way?
Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have to go to a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll talk about your purpose and your dharma and all this.